This is the Riot Podcast, and there won't be snacks.
Oh, that's a shame.
Actually, while you guys are listening, like as soon as Nikki and I hit stop on this, I'm totally going to get a snack.
But like, we don't have any food fights in this particular podcast.
No.
So no Riot time snacked or snacks that are sanctioned.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you are snacking, no one's like, I'm not calling anybody. So you're just going to have to do what you got to do. Okay. All right. Let's talk in the podcast today. Smoothies. Oh,
well, okay, well, now that wasn't a food fight, though. That was just your breakfast.
There was smoothie discussion. Golf carts, net neutrality, the Wendy's T-Rex burger, the deep-fried mac and cheese pizza.
We didn't get to eat any of those. We did talk a lot of food.
It's definitely in there. Let's see. Oh, the great burden that I bear in this building, being so overqualified.
Find out details on if you feel yourself you're overqualified where you're working at.
And I will tell you that Nikki's great betrayal of Elrond and the Council of the Ring is once again, yeah, it's definitely here.
Well, enjoy this podcast. We'd love to hear from you. If you've not yet joined us on Facebook, that's at Radio U Riot. Or if you want to check out more ways to connect with us, riot.radiou.com has the very long list.
Okay, anybody else? Anything else? All right. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot. Radio U.
Nikki, I need to talk more about food with you.
Of course.
I'm having a smoothie for breakfast.
Yeah, how is it?
It tastes fine. Do you ever feel full from it or is
it? No, not really. You can't really put enough
then
in
what's,
there.
Like, what's the point?
It's a way to sneak in a lot of good things for you in almost a milkshake form.
Okay. Because it's like a lot of chia seeds. Chia.
Have they plumped up yet?
Well, I actually ended up, I'm not getting all of them because I found a big clump of them in my blender. And I was like, well, this is not the way it's supposed to work. Almost like I should blend and then
you can
open it up and put some more in and blend.
No, what kind of helps is make it the night before and then let them sit in the fridge with your thing. And then you can re-blend it in the morning if you want.
Okay.
Or if not, just shake it up a little bit.
Well, that's interesting. Well, that's my next question is like right now. I am drinking this out of my Avengers in Theaters May 4th cup. This is not Avengers 2.
No.
This is not Captain America Civil War. This is the first Avengers movie.
That's a classic cup.
Yeah, and it's one of those things like this cup is old enough that I went to see this movie with Waverly, and they have broken up and gotten back together since I got this cup, okay?
That's how
old this cup is.
Those cups worry me from the movie theater because it's like, as people who we buy promotional stuff here, like we know the shelf life of some of these things, and I don't think they're spending on the quality plastic too much, so there has to be a point where they say it's suddenly...
I'm getting all the BPAs.
Yeah, like it suddenly starts to become with porous and just sucks it all in and then sends it all back out.
Well, my thing is I needed a cup that was big enough to hold it.
Yeah.
And this was one of the only cups I had. It's a pretty big shake by the time you get everything together, right?
It's a very big smoothie.
So, where do you get the, like, do you have like a smoothie cup?
I do. I have a Nutribullet.
Well, I've got a Ninja.
Same thing. So just use the cup that you bring it in.
No,
that you mix it in.
It didn't all fit in there.
Did not all fit in there?
No, I had to go with the big dog thing.
Hmm.
I have a big smoothie.
You do?
Yeah.
That's a lot then.
And I'm not embarrassed about my smoothie size, okay?
You could maybe split it up into two and bring two smaller, more manageable cups.
There's got to be a thing out there.
You're going to have to look on Amazon.
How do you drink yours? You drink it through a straw?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But usually my breakfast drink is just almond milk and protein. So I don't put in a lot of stuff.
So we're talking about like powder protein?
Yeah, I put in it's a peanut butter one. It tastes like the back taste of it tastes like a peanut butter cookie.
Okay. Cause this thing right here is it's coconut milk.
Yeah.
It's what's the stuff you make guacamole out of?
Avocados.
It's a quarter of that. It's two cups of blueberries.
Sure.
And
spinach?
No. Chia.
Chia seeds?
And I think that's all.
Boy, you're one step from throwing kale in there.
No, I mean, that's not. It's
no
not
leafy
on the list.
Greens?
No leafy greens yet. I don't know. But all right. I just wondered because the reason I don't like smoothies is because
it's a lot of work there.
Well, you drink it and then you're like, I'm hungry. When's the food come? And they're like, you drank your food. And you're like, excuse me.
No, that doesn't.
No. Where are the eggs?
Well, maybe add some protein when you can or something a little bit more.
Well, but isn't that the guacamole? And doesn't guacamole?
The avocado?
No. Avocado? Isn't that the avocado?
You're not putting enough in, I think, to really do too much.
All right. Well, we'll see. It's a good start.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I just saw a picture of my friend on Instagram. I don't know where he got it, but he's going through a drive-through at Dairy Queen in a golf cart.
Yeah?
No, again, I don't know where he got it, whatever. But it got me thinking, okay, we have a Radio U Yukon. It's wrapped with the Radio U logo and it goes places, whatever. What do you think about a Radio U golf cart?
Well, now, I don't know where we could use it, though.
You know what?
Sometimes, just behind the building?
Sometimes you get something, and then you figure out how to use it.
That's true.
Now, those are wasteful things.
The technically, in our studio behind us, that those doors into this building are wide enough.
Absolutely.
And we go back and forth between here and the break room, and that's a little bit longer than people think it is.
Yeah, I'm totally 100% behind it.
We could have a ride service with the golf cart.
I was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee last week, and I think people had just rented them, but they all had those, you know, like ATV golf carts where
it's
you know,
a little bit more souped up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I always think those are for hunting. With it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. So, and I saw like people, it seemed like people went down there, rented them, and then were driving them around. Man.
We could have a service.
I have no use for that at all. Absolutely wanted one. It's just like, I want that.
When we go to Costco, when you walk out, there's usually one, and it is more of the sporty sort of type. Have you ever seen how much those things are?
Yes.
They're like a car.
Yes.
They're so expensive.
You could get one of those e-cars or whatever for the cost of that. But think about how great it would be, Nikki. We could drive it around.
So there's the hesitancy right there, because I feel like even our lunch locations are outside of a loop where we could take a golf cart. If it was an off-roading type of one.
Well, that was my thought, is that these guys, they had like license plates on their golf carts. So would we
go on the road?
Could we drive, if we got the right kind of cart, one of these hunting carts maybe that we're talking about, could we take that on the road?
Yeah,
but could it be street legal?
It can be, but okay, if you were in Gatlinburg, that's set up for like a tourist thing.
Yeah, okay.
So we're not in a tourist area.
I know.
We're in a hard-working area where people don't even care to slow down for you.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
I don't want to take it out.
I don't know if I want to take it. Like, that's a 55 over there.
Yeah.
I don't.
Might be a little bit much.
Maybe it would
not
work for that.
Not even a vacation 55 where you're like, oops, the car, it got up that fast and you didn't even realize.
Well,
here it's like it has to be 55 to 60 in order for someone to not try to run you over.
Well, maybe we should relocate the studio to a
tourist trap.
Well, not a tourist trap, but what about a little more Anytown USA, where it's like, you know, I would get in this golf cart thing and drive it down and get the paper.
Okay. And a cup of coffee.
And
from
a cup
not
of coffee.
A Starbucks.
Yeah, from the gas station or from the paper coffee stand. You know, where Al gets up early every day, makes the coffee, and the papers are sitting out.
And you can still rent a Blu-ray from something besides a Redbox.
A VHS.
Yeah.
A real video store.
That's a plan, and I'm not going to say no to it because we don't say no to each other's ideas. We just say, not sure if now is the right time.
Well, I think that we should. A lot of us are questioning why we even need this golf cart ATV thing. And I'm saying that when we move to this new, you know,
Anytown
place
studio
that we haven't found, it's going to be perfect.
We're going to need it.
Yeah. And what if we turn it into a mobile broadcast studio? Perfect. And it's got like cameras. So like we're
what
on.
If it, what like, was the hot dog truck too?
No, because then it's too big. All right. But Nikki, I like that. That'll be part of our new fleet of vehicles.
Sure.
One of them will be a hot dog truck. And then I'll just have this so I can zip around.
Then before you know it, we have no time to be on air because we're managing our mobile fleet.
Wrong, because we can broadcast from any one of them.
True.
It's perfect.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing?
You like zombie movies? I mean, they never make those anymore, right? When can you ever see a really good zombie movie?
Well, actually, you know what? I feel like it's been a little bit. We
been a couple
a
of minutes.
I mean, There was a lot at one point.
Yeah. Well, you know, Fear the Walking Dead, I think they just wrapped up their whatever season finale and seemed like nobody cared.
It wasn't as, there wasn't much to fear in the way of ratings.
Not so much. So it all goes back to, I mean, maybe I'm not a complete film history buff, but it seems to me that Night of the Living Dead was the movie that put zombie movies on the map. And I don't even mean the one from like so many years ago. I'm talking like
was there an old one?
1968, black and white, George Romero, Night of the Living Dead. That movie is terrifying.
I've never seen it.
It is still terrifying. It's basically free. I don't think anybody actually owns the rights to it. It shows up everywhere.
So I should not have a problem finding it.
But dude has made all these different Of the Dead movies. So you had Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, Survival of the Dead. I didn't even know Survival of the Dead came out. Well, he just wants to let you know, Nikki, there's going to be a new Of the Dead movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it's going to be Fast and Furious of the Dead.
No way.
Now, he can't call it that.
Because of, you know, the Fast and Furious franchise.
Right, but he's saying that it will be like Fast and Furious of the Dead.
We're going to have car chases?
Maybe. Zombies. Okay, anybody play Resident Evil 5? First time that zombie picked up a gun and shot at you, it was like shenanigans. Well, now we're Fast and Furious, zombies maybe driving cars. What do you think about that?
You know, I feel like this is a harsh thing to throw out, okay?
All right, okay.
But I feel like it feels to me selling out. And I don't know if he's done before, but doesn't it? Like he's trying to tie into a franchise to make this one become something else.
All right, well, let me give
you... So the studio's like, hey, I got an idea. And he's like, okay, I'll take it.
I'll do it. So here's what it's called. It's going to be called Road of the Dead. And here's the synopsis, the official synopsis. In the darkest days of the zombie apocalypse, the last safe place on Earth is anything but. As a mad despo, I hate that word.
Desperado.
Uses the spectacle of high-octane carnage to keep control of his populace. So, you know what it sounds like? It's like, hey, if you want to live, you're going to drive in the arena.
Oh, sure. Sort of a, what was the one? Mad Max sort of thing?
Something, whatever.
Some look to that.
You're going in. So, that's what it, but zombies. So, Fast and Furious, like, with zombies selling. I love the fact
that the more
like,
you talk about it, the more excited I'm getting about it.
He's making a zombie movie, so he's probably selling out.
I'm
100% with you. Like we're talking about this guy's made like 40 zombie movies, but this was the
moment.
This
is it. Now it seems too studio like, doesn't it?
It's been about the art up until this moment.
I can't guarantee that, but I feel like this one.
This is the one.
I have found that you can find Night of the Living Dead on YouTube for free, so I'm just going to, I'll take a scroll through it.
Oh, it's
I'll scrub
scary.
Through
you
it.
Don't want, you don't want to watch it.
It's is it too scary. Hard for so it's early scary. In the day?
And then at the end, I won't say.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
Did you guys know about Net Neutrality Day that's taking place today? Did you guys hear that one?
Is it today?
Yeah, everybody's doing the online protest thing big time. It breaks down to this. Right now, when you go to their interwebs and you use the internet, you just pay for internet. It's like paying for phone service or something. Like it's just a service you pay for it, whatever. You don't pay to use so much or so little or whatever. Of course, on your phone you do, but you know what I mean. Like no matter what website you go to or whatever, it's all one price.
One is not more than the other at this point.
And so the changing in net neutrality, the large fear is that what will begin to happen is cable companies will begin to say to you like, oh, well, you have our basic internet package. You're not allowed to go to Reddit. But for an extra $5 a month, you can start going to Reddit and all of these other sites, just like they would do with channels. And so the internet is not happy about that, as you can imagine. And so basically all the big guys, Reddit, Amazon, Netflix, Google, like everybody has got stuff out there today that if you want to protest net neutrality,
today's the day.
So, well, it would be if you don't want that to happen, then you would be saying, hey, I'm in favor of net neutrality.
And I know it's controversial on both sides, but
I I'll tell you, I've got a pretty strong opinion on it.
I bet, yeah.
And the thing is that you'll recall that back in 2015, this was kind of, we thought, wrapped up. But, you know, you get a new head of the FCC and all of a sudden they're like, man, come on. We'll do what we want.
Let's do it again.
Let's do this again.
So now everybody's thinking about it again.
Yeah, so it's back on the table. And I will say, like, from what I've read about the current head of the FCC, it seems to me that, like, you could protest all day long and he just wouldn't care. That is literally what I get.
And that, some people are like that.
So I don't know, but I may be logging my complaint. Now, the flip side to that is this. Okay, I was looking at one of these things where, like, hey, I want to say what I want to say about net neutrality. They wanted my name, my mailing address, my email address, and all this stuff. And they're like, and we'll make sure to lodge your complaint. And I'm going,
no, thank you. I bet you're going to make sure to do something.
Hang on just a second. So you want all of my personal information and you're going to lodge my complaint for me. Seems like actually this is just about you getting my personal information. Which I mean is already all over the everywhere.
Which if you want, you can contact my cable company.
Yeah.
You can grab my information there.
There you go. They'll sell it to you.
I'm sure they will.
That's legal now too. Whatever. So I would say that if you're interested, do some digging, but don't just go willy-nilly handing your information out to whoever.
Yeah. Always be careful with that.
No, only give it to companies that you can trust to exploit you, like Google or Yahoo or whoever.
That's built into your email. You expect that anyways.
Google, now they're reading my email and giving me suggested replies.
That would be helpful. You just have to realize where you're at.
Yep.
And it's not a bad. It's okay.
Yeah. So there you have it. Net Neutrality Day. I don't know if they're even calling it that, but today's the big online protest thing, and you can do some more digging to decide which side of it you're on.
I'll tell you, I like a good protest where you don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. I mean, you're not outside. Hurting people, causing problems. At work.
It's the heart of slacktivism, Nikki. Mm-hmm. We're right in the thick of it.
That's what the internet brings out in people.
I'm going to post this and then I'll be done.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Once upon a time, Nikki and I went to a pizza place and they had mac and cheese pizza, and
I remember that.
She loved that pizza, guys.
I like carb on carb. You know, like, I like bread and then pasta.
Yeah.
And if you put it together, it's amazing.
It really is good.
And then you mix it up with cheese, and it was so nice.
It really is good. So, this is why, when I see this, I, like, man, people talk about elevating their game. No, no, no. This is so far beyond, like, you don't even know.
Is this a pizza or what is it?
It is. Let's see. The dude's at Healthy Junk Food, but they spell that H-E-L-L-T-H-Y.
So maybe it's not too healthy.
It's a YouTube channel, and they unveiled their latest creation, and that would be deep fried mac and cheese pizza crust.
Oh, yes.
So here's what they did.
Seems like a lot of work.
It sounds like a lot. So they made, pizza crust.
Yeah.
Then they put mac and cheese in the middle of it, deep fried it.
And then they put
the toppings on top of the pizza and then bake the pizza. And boom, you have deep fried mac and cheese pizza.
If you could find a place that would sell that, that is delicious. Though, I will tell you now, like, I know better. And I knew better then.
Sure.
But, like, if I went to a place and they said, here's deep fried cheese macaroni pizza, right, like, in my mind I'd probably be like, you shouldn't do this. Let's get something else.
You judge yourself for
it. Yeah, like, it'd be, nowadays we know better.
Well, you gotta gear up for that. Like, I mean, that's not, as someone that's an advocate for eating what you want when you want it,
you gotta prepare.
I will have to say that even I can say that's not an everyday food.
That's not.
Sometimes food.
Very few times.
For sure.
Can you actually have it? But I bet it looks delicious.
It does. I think you could really enjoy this deep fried mac and cheese pizza.
What's funny is I don't like mac and cheese. Like, I'm not really, I don't gravitate towards just mac and cheese in general.
Right.
But man, you put that on a pizza and something special.
You know, I deep fried mac and cheese is so hit or miss. Like, I've gone places and had it and you're like, oh, where have you been all my life? And then you go other places and it's like, wherever you went, you can go back. I don't need you to be here right now. So it's tough, but man, I want to eat this. Just a couple bites.
Nope, but we got to find someone who will make it first.
Well, I'm not putting the effort in. I got to go somewhere and buy it.
We're not making that.
Yeah, I mean,
come on. We're not allowed to deep fry.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Well, Nikki, we have wandered into an area of the internet that we often get sucked into, but we should wander away from. We're stuck on Food Beast.
Ooh,
and boy,
there's a couple good ones.
They report on just crazy, crazy food stuff. And this one, I haven't seen anything lately that where I've been like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. I want that. This makes me like stop everything.
Is it the T-Rex?
Give me this food right now. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I haven't seen it at any Wendy's, but I normally go through the drive-thru and they usually post signs on this, like if you're going in on the door. So maybe we've never, like we might have missed it.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I did the reading and the research, but according to Food Beast, they say that back in 2013, there was a rumor floating around Canada that Wendy's was going to float a T-Rex burger, which is 9 cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 burgers, 9 slices of cheese, all on one thing. Now, I mean, this is not unheard of. In Japan, they had the Windows 7 Whopper, which was 7 Whopper patties stacked all on one thing. So
they have a Godzilla one, too, or something like the tall tower of hamburgers is nothing new.
There was another Japanese place that did something like that. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can go to In-N-Out and order like a 3x3 or a 5x5.
You can go to a lot of places, and it's off the menu.
Right.
And they'll just be mad at you, but you can still get what you want. Here, they were talking about since 2013. I can't tell if it was just rumors in Canada they were going to start it, or if it was like at different franchises or different locations they started selling it, but they say it's been around.
Well, somebody said they had it in Canada in 13, and then that got passed around on Reddit. Someone confirmed with Wendy's. Wendy said, no, it's not real.
Because it's so, like you do something fun and your parents finding out.
Right. Then over the weekend, someone started posting pictures of not just the burger itself, but of the a photo ad of it. Like a marquee that you'd see on the door when you go in. And still no word from Wendy's, but the guys at Food Beast called the location in Kentucky and said, hey, do you guys have a T-Rex burger? And they're like, what are you even talking about?
That's because that's what they're supposed to say.
Well, that could be the case. So I don't know. Supposedly, it would be $24.99 if you got the combo. So you want to get some fries, too.
$24.99 for 9 hamburger patties, 9 slices of cheese.
The other thing is, here's somebody at Combo Nation. They're a group of people that go and test secret menu items. And their YouTube channel, it shows them eating the T-Rex burger.
But I think they just probably made it.
I was going to say, I think they probably went in, asked for it.
Sure.
You know, et cetera, had it made up, paid the extra money.
Doesn't a hamburger sound just delicious?
It does.
It does.
It does. I'm frying burgers tonight.
Little cheese,
I'm
little ketchup.
Burgers tonight.
But little mustard. Just tiny amount. Tiny.
I'll have that.
A brioche bun.
Ooh, yes. I'll have both of those.
You're listening to the worst of the riot.
Today sucks.
Radio U.
Yesterday, a little announcement got floated. Bloop. Just to the surface because it was underwater. That's my sound effect for bloop.
That's what you got. Excellent job. You know what? I should have been supportive. That was a very good sound effect.
If you want the truth, now that I've done it, I really wish I would have put a little more work
back
into it or taken it back. It's that middle of the road thing that...
It's just regret. It's fine.
Yeah, I feel that right now. So yesterday they announced Stranger Things Season 2!
Well, they had the newer teaser trailer. So not like the... What was the last one? The Super Bowl ad or something?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what, they hit me in all the feels with that Super Bowl ad. 30 seconds. They said it was going to be Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that I have more than once, showing how pathetic my world might be, I've just thought, man, they can't release that on a Tuesday. Because Halloween is October 31st. That's a Tuesday.
Sure.
It's like, they can't. They can't.
Well,
they're not.
You're fortunate then, because they're not going to.
October 27th.
So on a Friday.
Yeah, that comes out on a Friday, which means, now I'm just spitballing here, but if we're trick-or-treating on the 28th, that means I'm going to be outside with a bowl of candy.
The day after?
And my
iPad
just like... Hey,
but at least during Stranger Things Season 2, we'll have candy. Like, we're going to have lots of candy.
Might need it.
Because the last one came out, or the first one, came out. It was summer, right? Really?
It was June.
June, yeah.
I think it was June last year because started on a Friday night, was done by Saturday at noon. I can tell you that. That happened.
It did.
And I keep saying to myself, I'm going to go back and watch it. Because people keep saying things about it that I forget.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, I don't remember that. But I watched it all so fast that, I don't know.
We'll have time.
We
have plenty of time, guys. It's summer still.
Man, I keep starting new stuff to watch, and I never finish it. I never finish anything, but
hey,
I never...
Hey, that seemed like that was just from your heart.
A little too real.
Okay.
But seriously, like, I don't know what it is about episode 6 in these 12-episode series, but I just completely fall off and stop watching it.
I started watching the Castlevania on Netflix. It's four episodes, mind you.
Yeah.
And
I'm halfway through it.
I stopped at like 10 minutes. I just have to, like, you have to keep going, which is why we have to be more in tune with when we should start it. Because if you
start it,
I knew I wasn't in the mood.
That's fair.
I wasn't ready to start that. I didn't even have an episode of time.
I felt like I had to watch it.
Yes, me too. And then I'm emotional about it. Then I realized I should have waited until the moment, and then maybe we'll finally get through things.
Yeah, that Castlevania, that tastes like disappointment.
Well, if it could show in four episodes, yes, it is disappointment.
Well, it was just one of those things where that was like, hey, if you were sitting down playing the game, that'd be a cutscene that you'd skip.
Now, someone just texted, they said it's awesome. It might be, but we can't get through it to find out.
I can't.
Okay, so that's the problem, all right?
Nikki, I'm good at starting things.
No, I know you are. You have great intentions all the time.
I'm great at starting things.
It's just hard to make sure we end all the shows.
Yeah, after a while, you're like, I don't know what I did instead. Something. I think I just kept scrolling through, looking at what they had.
That's about right.
Oh, man.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You know what? Lately, personally, I've been incredibly stressed at work and frustrated. So frustrated. Like, you guys just would not believe the stress and frustration that I've been experiencing.
But you had last week off.
Well, and I've been trying to figure out. Yeah, I did. But I've been back 3 days, so I'm already back on the horse for the stress and frustration. And so I've been trying to figure out, what is the source of all this stress and all this frustration? And then I come across this study that was being done by the people at Florida Atlantic University's College of Business, and I suddenly realize this makes perfect sense.
What's the study say?
It makes perfect sense. They say that people that are overqualified for their job
are stressed.
They experience a lot of stress and they experience a lot of
frustration,
unsatisfaction with their job and their career.
So are you saying you're too good at what you do and you're getting frustrated and upset and aggravated because you're just several steps ahead?
Absolutely.
That does seem right, doesn't it, guys?
Absolutely. Don't you guys get that feeling, too?
I get the feeling, too.
Because that's where I'm at right now, is that I'm just...
too good.
I mean, I'm not saying that everybody around here is a bunch of amateurs, okay? Because they're good people that work really hard. But, I'm levels up. You know what I mean?
It must be very hard. No wonder you get stressed so easily.
It's so frustrating, and... it's rough.
Now, I bet you this study brought to you by a school would maybe indicate that maybe if you're frustrated in your current position, you could go back to school to make that next jump up.
Now, it's funny you'd say that, Nikki, because that's actually not true. They say that there's a gap between, and here's the gap. There are people that really are overqualified, mm-hmm. and they experience all these symptoms and stuff. But then... there's a group of people that only think they're overqualified. And what's interesting is that this group of people, of whom I am obviously not a part, also experience these very same frustrations and stresses, but they aren't overqualified. They just think they are.
So they put it on themselves.
Who do you think are the most likely to be in that category?
Meaning...
that think they're way overqualified for their position.
I would say probably what would be millennials?
Recent college graduates.
Recent college graduates.
They actually say that There's basically an age bracket from when you recently graduate college and a couple of years following, in which you consider yourself to be overeducated, overqualified, and far beyond the people that you're working with.
But you can't find a job that meets the qualifications that you either think you have or actually have.
No, they're actually flat out saying that it's just that you think.
Oh, yeah, so you don't have them.
But you don't actually have them. But you're experiencing the very same stresses, the very same frustrations as someone who actually does have that level of education and experience.
So you might get confused.
It is confusing. Hmm. So
What to do then?
I just want to know the people in the middle that are just happy. Like they're qualified and they're just doing their thing.
Let's not use the happy word, I think.
Content?
Content is a better word.
Not angry.
Happiness is an emotion and those change. We got to find the word.
They're up and down.
We got to find the word where you got to do what you got. Like you just got to do it.
Okay.
No matter how you feel.
I feel like you've just wandered into an other area that maybe you're dealing with.
Where's my study?
Well, I'm dealing with how overqualified I am for this joint.
Yeah.
So I can see that we both have
my
things
study
we're dealing
will be
with.
Brought to you by another school of for working with those who feel that they're overqualified.
You know what?
Or are overqualified.
You probably feel a unique
frustration
group of stresses
too.
And frustrations right. To be working with a savant like me. And I understand that. And
is that why in the office yesterday you yelled out at me about Arby's and roast beef? Is that your special talent you that you're bringing to the table?
Do you see how overqualified I was? Nikki said she was getting Arby's for lunch, and I said, have you ever been there? I recommend the roast beef.
And then as I was getting my lunch, there were other... It's just its own special little thing. So you're right. You are overqualified, apparently.
See how overqualified I was for the office? I had to stop looking at Amazon Prime, and I was still able to yell out about the roast beef.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Okay, people at the university, Sweden's Lund University, have been taking a good long look at our carbon footprint. Is anybody else worried about it? I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not. But that I'm a terrible person.
No, I think an understanding of it and a realization is nice. You don't have to go all the way one side, but it doesn't help, I think, to stick your head in the sand with it.
Hey, I'm for conservation. I'll recycle. I don't have anything to recycle.
But he still
ain't got
likes
no paper.
He still appreciates that the toilet's flush, like in a normal way.
So. That's exactly right. I don't want a composting toilet.
True,
but
you're happy to recycle.
Whatever. Like I'm not for killing the earth. Like take care of it. So they took a look at some things that you could do that would be helpful when it comes to
your footprint,
reducing your footprint.
Mm-hmm.
They said washing your clothes in cold water. Already doing that?
I do that anyways because with our dark colored band t-shirts, that
they
helps the color yep. stay longer. There's a little
exactly
tip there.
Right. They say using energy saving bulbs. I'm doing that. I basically have just switched to like whenever a bulb dies now, I'm putting in a LED, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you find the right color temperature, they're fine. Those early fluorescent bulbs gag me with a spoon.
They literally made me feel sick.
Yeah, I hated that. So there's that. A couple other ways, like stop traveling by airplane if you can. Stop traveling by car if you can.
Oh, now I think, okay, raising my hand.
All right.
It's fine to say that.
Yeah.
But like for some people, I can't quit my car, so...
The other thing they say, like the biggest thing that you are doing as a human being, the biggest thing that you're doing that is destroying the earth.
Oh, I can guess.
Go for it.
Eating meat?
Nope. It's not it. Oh, they do mention, you know what? I missed that. A plant-based diet,
yeah.
They say, is better for the earth.
And what else is there?
Having kids.
Oh, yes.
They say that the worst thing that you can possibly do for the environment is having kids.
Is add more people.
You've just created a human being, and that human being is going to go on and probably make more human beings, and it just grows exponentially after a while, and they're all ruining the earth.
Well, in some cultures and countries, I mean, it's not popular to have kids like it used to be.
So they're saying like, hey, one of the best things we could all do is stop having kids. You know what would be the best thing? Maybe as humans, if we all just died, think about how great
that
would,
you should tell them?
Think about how great that would be for the Earth. If we all just decided the Earth is so important, we should all die.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Now, remember when we first started this conversation about going all the way to the right? Like, all the way over.
Yeah.
I feel like that touches into that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it'd be great for the Earth.
Like, maybe you don't have to have 25 kids, but, you know, maybe just one or two.
But, Nikki... How can you guarantee me they won't go have 25 kids?
True. You have to run that risk.
You could still, like, the damage that you're doing to the Earth.
Don't put the little guilt trip on the little kid, though. It's like, don't make them feel bad.
No, no, no. I'm definitely going to start going around to kids and being like, you're the problem.
I bet you there's some Earth people that are doing that.
You are the problem.
You're the reason why we have this problem.
Well, it's just something to think about. If you're serious... about saving this planet.
This is what you should be doing.
And you're still creating more terrible human beings.
Aww.
That just by existing, they're causing waste and they're enlarging their footprint. It's time for us to just stop.
I think that's a lot to handle.
I think it's too much.
It might be too much. Maybe I would be willing with the compost toilet. Maybe that is more realistic.
Wish the worst of the riot would never end.
Everything that has a beginning has an end.
What is wrong with you? Get our daily podcast through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
I know that sometimes you really have a song that you really want played, and it's not enough to hear it played, because, you know, you could hop on Spotify, you could buy it on iTunes, you know, there's a lot of different ways you could get your song. But sometimes you just need it to be played on the radio.
Sure.
And you need everyone to hear it. You need the community to be participating in the song at that time. And so, you know, you make a couple of phone calls, maybe you hop online at RadioU.com or whatever it is, but that wasn't enough. And so you head on down to the Kiss 108 studios in Medford, Massachusetts.
I saw this story.
With your axe. And you take your axe in and you talk to the receptionist about how you need the station to play My Axe, a song by the Insane Clown Posse. And when she's like, you know what? We'll see what we can do. Okay. All right.
Because really, that's not her responsibility.
She's not the DJ.
Not at all.
It is her job to keep you away from the DJ, but, you know, he had an axe, so that's a thing. So
wonder how he got in. Well normally
not everybody
radio...
has, like, a locking front door. Like, sometimes you could just walk into the lobby.
A lot of radio stations, though, do have locking front doors that then you can let somebody in.
Yeah.
And if not, this place now needs to install that.
Yeah. They say that when someone comes at you with, like, an axe or a longer weapon like that, you don't actually grab for the weapon itself. You want to grab their arm at the elbow or even up in the bicep area, and that's how you actually stop that. So, Nikki, the next time you go to the door and they have an axe.
There.
Yeah, you want to grab for that. And then a lot of times, again, you want to close the distance between you and them.
True.
Or, you know, the other thing is just don't answer the door. But
if they can't come in, then you're a little bit safer. It doesn't mean they might not try to break into the glass, but you have a moment to call the police.
Yeah, so they called the police and, you know, it took a few hours, but there was a standoff and they eventually got him. You know, calm down.
That's a fan. That is a fan for you.
It's interesting. Like, the song is called My Axe, and he brought his axe.
You know, back in the day, like, when we first started in radio, there was a lot of payola and, like, things that got sent with stuff. Record labels used to go all out. So, like, if a song was called, like, cake, you would get, like, sent birthday cake. Like, you would get sent cake.
You should play the cake song.
And it's not like here we would accept that stuff, but in the industry, like, that was just rampant. And so if a song was called My Axe,
they would have sent you an
axe.
You
would have actually gotten an axe in the mail because they wanted to try to grab your attention so you'd play the song. So I feel like there's been mixed messages throughout the history of radio and music and requests and stuff on what would have happened.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and it just didn't, it was the thing. So, you know, I would just want you guys to know that when you make a request, we absolutely see it and we're interested in
it. We appreciate it. We work on it, but do not come to the door.
Yeah. If you, I'm just going to tell you, like, if you come to the door, we're not playing it.
Whenever we see like a shadow or like you can tell someone's at the door, you're just like, what are they doing here?
Unless, of course, the song is called like My Cookie.
Oh, now?
And you brought cookies. And then it's like, well, okay, we'll get a...
Store-bought.
One time. Store-bought. Sealed.
Sealed cookies. We'll take that.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
You know, Nikki, it was this time yesterday that you revealed that you were, let's just get real about it. Let's call Nikki what she is. She's a traitor to what's important.
I'm a what?
A traitor to what's important.
Because we have at my house, like 18 versions of Lord of the Rings, a movie series I don't watch anymore.
Oh, I don't watch anymore. I mean, I'm past that.
It's been a long time. And
I had
so,
a Lord of the Rings phase, but I'm so out of it now.
All I wanted to do was just
And you
donate.
Have elf hair now.
What do you mean? Oh, because it's blonde?
I'm telling you. Yeah, you would be such a great elf, Nikki. All we need is the ears.
I could pull that off, but all I wanted to do when going through my items is I wanted to donate or sell or throw away the first Lord of the Rings trilogy, the DVDs, which I don't even use and have never really used, because they're the Blu-rays and we have the extended editions. I don't think I was asking too much. Just cleaning it out a little bit.
Okay.
But is there Lord of the Rings news? Or?
Well, there's something. Yesterday during Amazon Prime Day, Eric might have done this and not told you. He could have picked up Lord of the Rings, the extended trilogy Blu-ray for $26.
Well, that's a deal.
What a savings!
But again, why do we need more?
Well, since you just made room by trying to throw some away, you can absolutely buy more and you'll have them there.
But I already have the Blu-rays, but maybe not the extended edition Blu-rays.
Do you have the extended edition Blu-rays?
I don't know. I haven't watched them.
Yeah, better get home and check. I'll put a deal alert on, so that way we'll know the next time it comes up.
Back.
Yeah, because I mean, if you want to know the truth, I haven't bought you your Christmas present yet for this year. So
why don't you wait and see?
I could buy that, you know, stash it, and then when it's time, I'll get it out and you can have it.
I was trying to
too hard to get rid of things, and you should have left.
Yeah, I was trying to condense things down, and I probably dumped about 15 Blu-rays.
Where'd you dump them?
I just sold them for literally pennies.
Where'd you take them to half price used books?
Well, I had books. I got rid of my book collection.
So you just took some Blu-rays in there too?
Yeah.
What'd you do that for, Nikki?
Why?
Why you gotta be like that?
I don't need it. Do not need it. Too much clutter hurts the life.
It doesn't.
I don't know if that's written somewhere. Is that a proverb? Is that something? I feel like it could
is be. Now.
It is
now. You know what I heard?
That's mine.
I heard thousands of Riot listeners tweeting that out all at once.
Yes.
They all just tweeted and they all tagged at Radio U Nikki on
Twitter. Thank you so much, because that's mine.
Your phone is blowing up with all the tweets.
I think that was mine.
Yeah.
So, but it's true, and I'm trying to not have that.
Trying to not have too much?
Yeah.
You ought to let me come over and help you declutter. I'll pick some things you've got that you don't need.
You can... Oh, now wait. Now, we hold back.
I'll help you.
I don't want you to pick that, because you're going to pick things I want. I don't want... I just want to get rid of the things
don't
I don't want anymore.
Don't you want to get rid of that clutter?
No, I don't. Not
look
like
at
that.
Look how this is cluttering things up. You know what? Seems to me these DVDs took up, I don't know, maybe 3 by 5 inches. But look at all of this clutter that you have, Nikki.
Before I know, my MacBook's gone.
Well, you know what? I don't see what the carpet's for either.
That's true.
But you want to get your feet in touch with nature. Well, let's put down some dirt. That'd be great.
I thought at first you said you could come over. And I was like, well, if there's anything you'd like, feel free to let me know. Trying to be generous.
Do you know where I could get some Lord of the Rings DVDs?
Yeah.
I mean, I see where I could get the Blu-rays, but I don't know about the DVDs.
The DVDs, because Eric would not let me get rid of them. So they're in a box now somewhere.
Good man. Good man. Put them in that box.
Wait, what was
and
it?
You want, let them rot, but at least you'll have them.
What is it that I said? Too much clutter hurts the life. What is it?
Well, check Twitter, because a lot of people just tweeted it out.
Someone just, sure. Too much clutter hurts the life. Thank you very much, Mackenzie, for tweeting that to me. Thank you very much.
There it is. You're about to hit, you're going to get free Wendy's nuggets for life on that. Like, that's how big that's going to get.
Well.
You're going to be cluttered up with nuggets.
May we all embrace that lifestyle and move forward today and have not much clutter, because it's going to hurt the life.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no!
I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Fact. If you want to know the truth, now that I've done it, I really wish I would have put a little more work into it.